Exclusive, Don Jr. on RNC Message. Hope, American Dream with Trump, Doom and Gloom with Biden. By Matthew Boyle on August 25, 2020. Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Tuesday morning, after his Republican National Convention RNC speech on opening night, his message is that if his father, President Donald Trump, wins re-election, the country has hope for the American dream. But if Democrat Joe Biden wins, it will be doom and gloom in America. They're doom and gloom, Trump Jr. said of the Democrats after their Democrat National Convention, DNC, last week. They're painting a picture of misery and it shows you. Basically, anyone watching the DNC last week knows that none of the people actually partook in or like anything about America. They want to bring Venezuela and Cuba to America. And that's their opinion, but I don't think the average American agrees with that. It was very clear. While the left pushes a dark message, an abandonment of the promise of hope and change from now former President Barack Obama's 2008 campaign, Trump Jr. said the GOP is offering a brighter path back to prosperity from the coronavirus pandemic's worst effects. His convention speech captured this choice facing voters in November. Policies that are raising incomes for low-income earners. Policies that are making and creating unprecedented levels of low unemployment for African Americans and allowing them to live the American dream, or for Hispanic Americans. For the unprecedented number of startup businesses, or for women and all the other demographics, Trump Jr. told Breitbart News. That's the hope. That's the American dream, to be able to have that equal opportunity for a chance at succeeding. It's not a guaranteed outcome of success. It's a chance to do it. That is the American dream, and that's what this party wants to enable. The Democrats are in a race for mediocrity at the absolute bottom. You see it in their socialist-communist platform. They want everyone to have exactly the same regardless of what they contribute, regardless of what they do, regardless of opportunity. Again, as someone whose mother escaped from a communist country and spent his summers growing up there, I know a little bit about these things. I've witnessed them, I've experienced them for myself. What's more, Trump Jr. added that, under a Biden presidency, the whole country will look like Portland, Oregon, with leftist rioters and mobs engaging in looting and violence across the country, whereas under Trump the country will rebound from the pandemic. The country under Joe Biden will look like Portland, Trump Jr. said. The country under Donald Trump will look like the country did before the pandemic, with unprecedented job growth, unprecedented new number of startup businesses, because you have a guy who's actually done these things. You have a guy that's done it in the past. I called Joe Biden yesterday the Loch Ness Monster of the Swamp, because it's true. He's been in D.C. lurking around for 50 years. 50 years, and now he's going to be the guy who gets it done? Now, finally, after half a century, he's going to make something happen? I don't know that anyone can actually believe that with a straight face. But they got the mainstream media doing their damnedest to sell it for the Democrat Party, because that's what they are. They are no longer journalists, they are activists. So you have to function from that deficit, but the reality is, let's compare Donald Trump's 3 years in politics, 4 years in politics, to Joe Biden's almost 50, it's not even close. So that's the advantage we have this year. In 2016, Donald Trump was like every other politician. He told you what you wanted to hear, and you asked if he's really going to get it done, who knows? Now, he's actually done it. He's actually done it, and he did it under unprecedented incoming that no president has ever had to take. You compare Joe Biden, who's literally, I would say this. Go to Joe Biden's supporters and ask them to name a single accomplishment in his nearly 50 years in office. I bet you they can't name a single one. I bet you could actually go out and make a pretty viral video going to Democratic conventions or Democrat rallies and say name a single Joe Biden political win. Something that he's done for the American people that's positive. Unlike TPP or NAFTA, etc., etc. Trump Jr. pointed to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The latest place where riots and violence perpetrated by leftists is breaking out just this week. As proof that no community anywhere is safe from this if Democrats win in November. Name a single mainstream Democrat politician who has even denounced the rioting and looting. I literally can't. I can't do it, Trump Jr. said. I've seen them denounce people for going to church. I've seen them denounce people for opening their business and trying to put food on their table. Don't even get me started on schools. But they don't even denounce literally burning down buildings and businesses, many of them minority-owned. It is just total anarchy, and the Democrats aren't even saying anything about it. Because I guess they believe it plays well to their base. Trump Jr.'s convention speech also had a reference to immigration, where he discussed limiting the inflow of foreigners who compete with American workers for jobs. Trump Jr. told Breitbart News that his father's policies of putting American workers first by slashing immigration rates to the U.S. have increased wages, and that Democrats and their globalist pals in places like Hollywood and Silicon Valley and Wall Street want to reverse these policies and drive wages back down for millions of Americans. As it relates to immigration, the open borders policies of the left would literally destroy our economy, Trump Jr. said. I said it, just when low-income earners in the economy. This was like the holy grail of American politics, getting wages to go up for low-income earners. That was actually starting to happen under the Trump administration. Flooding that market with illegal immigrants. People who aren't paying taxes, who are working under the system and paying cash. They are going to hurt that demographic much more than they do the upper echelons, and maybe that's why Hollywood pushes for more so much, because they want cheap maintenance in their house, but it's not what's good for Americans getting a start in life and getting a start in their careers, so we have to put them first. That in and of itself to me could do more damage than anything. Top that with the Democrats wanting to give those same illegals free health care, free education, all of those things you have to pay for, but you have the privilege of paying twice because you have to pay for yourself as well as illegal immigrants. You're welcome, you should thank the Democrat Party for being so generous with your money for others who aren't paying into a system. It's truly asinine and would destroy the middle class of this country, and it would destroy our economy. Trump Jr. also praised the rest of the Night One RNC lineup, saying it showed a deep bench of talent inside the party and a range of voices the establishment media never shows from the GOP under President Trump. He said it will continue throughout the week as the RNC hits Night Two on Tuesday night and continues through Thursday. I think that's definitely going to continue. And I think you saw incredible diversity, but also people who aren't just stuck up there like props, Trump Jr. said. These are people who have lived these things, who have experienced these things, who have done it, who have experienced socialism and escaped it. When you talk about Max Alvarez, living the American dream and building businesses, this guy understands what's at stake. Again, if he came out as a Democrat and gave the same speech but as a Democrat, he'd be the number one trending story for 3 weeks. But because he's for Trump and he understands that Trump policies allowed him to do that stuff as an immigrant coming from, he'll get nothing. He'll probably be vilified at the end of the day. They'll stick to their usual MO, and so I do think we saw some incredible speakers. I think Tim Scott was incredible. Herschel Walker was amazing. It was a great testament for someone who's not political and doesn't have to get involved in this. But he's been watching, and for the first time ever in his career Herschel Walker was on the sidelines. He was watching and saying, "This is ridiculous. I've known Donald Trump for 37 years. He's been a friend of mine for 37 years. This is insane. It needs to stop." But I think it's just reflective of the lens and the bias of the media, and what we see is not necessarily what we get. But they'll spend a lot of money getting that message, and that's why I think it's so important for our people to come out and be vocal and to donate and to help and volunteer. Whatever it may be, because the other side is starting with a $1 billion infusion and free media courtesy of the mainstream media.